The GJA has proposed a state funeral and a posthumous national honors for the late Kwamla Dumo, who held aloft the flag of Ghanaian journalism and delved into Africa and the world. This is contained in a statement released by its president, Afil Money.
The statement said the media community in Ghana is struggling to come to terms with the reality that Kwamla Dumo of BBC and Joy FM fame is dead. Indeed, 18 January 2014 will go down in history as one of the saddest days in Ghanaian journalism, the day Ghanaians lost one of its purest gems at all times. For 10 years, Kwamla Dumo did justice to his professional mettle at Joy FM, where he gave his super morning show a superlative quality. He also showed his knack for investigative journalism and would stop at nothing to expose dark spots in high political circles and hold people in position of power and responsibility to account. In all these, Kwamla Dumo displayed an impeccable sense of independence and incredible commitment to objectivity. His fearless disposition and command of the English language were also extraordinary. It was natural, therefore, when Kwamla Dumo won the GJA Journalist in 2003. It was also not surprising when his professional excellence catapulted him onto the world stage, precisely the BBC World Service. In his capacity as the African anchor on the BBC World Service, Kwamla Dumo held aloft the flag of Ghanaian journalism and projected the country's image beyond measure. In appreciation for his unparalleled achievement nationally and huge impact internationally, the GJA proposed that Kwamla Dumo be accorded a state funeral and awarded posthumously a prestigious national honor deserving of a professional hero. The GJA extends his deepest condolences to his wife, Mrs. Kwansima Dumo, his three children, his father, Professor Ernest Dumo, and the entire family. Meanwhile, the GJA and the family of Kwamla Dumo will open a book of condolence at the Ghana International Press Center from Monday, 20th January 2014 at 7:30 a.m.
GJA statement on Kwamla Dumo.
The chief executive of Stratcom Africa and spokesperson for the Dumo family, Esther Koba, says the family is still in shock and devastated by the death of Kwamla Dumo. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Madame Koba said the family is awaiting an autopsy report on the death and the public will be informed of arrangements for his funeral in due course. He spoke to George Sapo.
The family is obviously shocked. The family is sad. It is grieving at this time, just as the whole world is grieving. But what is comforting is that this family is strongly anchored in the Lord, and that is what is sustaining them at this very, very difficult time.
If you can kindly take us through what exactly happened before he got to the hospital.
I am not able to take you through all that. At this point, what we know is that, unfortunately and sadly, we have lost a loved one, and it is a difficult time. We appreciate the outpouring of love, support, and prayers that are coming from all over the world. We are very grateful, and it is a very difficult time for the family.
And do you have any immediate plans in place?
As you're well aware, during such situations, appropriate consultations have to take place, and information related to whatever plans there are, there should be, will be put out soon after these consultations have taken place.
We understand that a book of condolence has been opened at the family house.
There is a book of condolence at the family house. There is one also being opened at Joy FM. The general public and friends, sympathizers, loved ones have the opportunity to visit these places and express their sympathy at this time.
Has it been communicated to you the cause of his death?
Kwamla was rushed to the hospital from his home in London yesterday morning, and we do not at this point know the cause of death.
The chief executive of Stratcom Africa and spokesperson of the Dumo family, Esther Koba, in that interview with George Sapo. Here are what his colleagues at the BBC had to say.
BBC Global News Director Peter Horrocks called Dumo a leading light of African journalism who would be deeply missed. He said Kwamla was committed to telling the story of Africa as it really is. Mr. Horrocks said in a statement, "Africa's energy and enthusiasm seemed to shine through every story Kwamla told." Mr. Horrocks said, "Kwamla's many friends and colleagues across Africa and the world will be as devastated as we are by this shocking news. the sympathies of all his colleagues at BBC and with his family and friends. BBC's Director of News and Current Affairs, James Harden, spoke of Kwamla Adamo's singular role in transforming the coverage of Africa. He brought a depth of understanding, a great deal of courage, a joyous charm, and boundless charisma to his work. Meeting Kwamla Adamo for the first time in Ghana in 2007, BBC's chief international correspondent, Liz Doucette, said she had noticed how young Ghanaian journalists look up to him. She said he never flinched from asking tough questions, but also loved to share a laugh. She added that Kwamla Adamo had many laughs, including football, his faith, and family. He always said, "I just love talking with people." Kwamla Adamo featured in New African Magazine's November 2013 list of 100 most influential Africans. It said, and I quote, "He had established himself as one of the emerging African faces of global broadcasting who had considerable influence on how the continent is covered."
Those were the comments of some of Kwamla Adamo's colleagues at the BBC.
We now bring you what some Ghanaians and other nationals abroad have been saying about the late Kwamla Adamo on BBC's web page. Samuel Nyambu, Nairobi, Kenya, says, "As an ardent listener of the BBC, Adamo's voice had become a signature for all news in Africa, and my encounter with him on TV matched the energy and enthusiasm that came across while on radio. I will definitely miss him, and I mourn with his family, the BBC fans and the BBC family. May his soul rest in peace."
Jimbo Pattaya, Thailand, "I love this enthusiastic and dedicated man. My heart goes out to his family and friends in this tragic time. Hard to believe I will not see his smiling face and down-to-earth assessments of his..."
See, "I first met Kwamla while we were both students at the University of Ghana around 2000 and 2001. He was working at Joy FM while still studying at the time. He was affable and had a good sense of humor. I have also been in the studio with him once, as the second highest winner of a radio contest where he quizzed us for the grand prize a couple of years later. We have spoken on the phone a couple of times and chatted on Facebook once or twice, and when he was about to start BBC Focus on Africa TV, he asked me to kindly publicize the program banner with his photo on my profile, and I did. The last time we met, we were both in Addis Ababa in October 2012 at the second Africa Trade Forum organized by the UNECA. He was there to moderate some of the sessions, and I was covering for Ghana Business News. He made a mark on radio journalism in Ghana and was a great source of inspiration for many Ghanaian youth, especially those who wanted to get into radio. May his soul rest in peace." Denim Frimpong said at about...
"An international magazine, Chief Daily Momodu, says Kwamla Adamo will be remembered for his professionalism, dedication and commitment to his job. He said Kwamla did his best to always research before interacting with personalities he interviewed, adding that Kwamla made Africa proud and the continent will remember him. He spoke to Rosemary Gazy.
Kwamla was always fun to be with. He had a lot of rhapsodies, as I always say. He spoke very clearly, very succinctly. That this was a man who had done a thorough research before meeting you. He didn't ask any useless questions. His questions were brief and straight to the point, and I was in love with him."
So how did the news get to you personally?
"These days, there is no way you can hide the death of an elephant. Kwamla Adamo was an elephant. He was a juggernaut. And he was an Iroko tree. There was no way his death would have gone unannounced. So I went quickly on social media, and I realized that everywhere had been awash with stories about the departure of this great African, and it made me extremely sad."
So what would you remember him for?
"He was a man who was totally dedicated and committed to his art, to his work, to his profession, to his career, and he made Africa proud. Africa would always remember the great Kwamla Adamo."
The publisher of Ovation magazine, Chief Daily Momodu.